Hello, hello, and welcome back to After Class with Carissa. My name is Carissa, or otherwise referred to as Rissy, Chris, Riska. That's an old one. To a few people with exclusive permission, Rizzy, Special K, George, and my personal favorite, Car. Like the thing that people drive. Not me, though, because my car is broken. I'm going to be your host tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. We just listened to Diet Pepsi by Addison Rae. The woman, the moment. Addison Rae is truly an icon, and I will hear absolutely no objections to that. Her EP was released like ages ago, and her song with Charli XCX were fantastic, and nobody was having it, and nobody was giving her the credit, and she's finally getting that, thank goodness. And her music video for Diet Pepsi featured Jason De Laurentiis, and as if she was not already pushing icon, like, insane. Thank you for blessing my eyes. I really appreciated that. Anyways, so today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite places in the entire world, the club. So I was like, okay, what are we going to do for this show? Because I have done so many different artists and we're just going over and over and over and all of them. And I haven't been listening to like new music. I've been actually so far back into my like Glee era. Oh my goodness. Side note, when I was sitting in the studio waiting for like 10 o'clock to come around to like start my show, I was taking a which Glee character are you quiz and I got Principal Figgins. Are you kidding me? Like, I was like, I thought the worst person I could get would be like Artie or like Tina. No, Principal Figgins. My goodness. I was shot in that moment. I was kind of just like sitting there like, oh, okay then. Moving on. I took another one and I got Britney on that one. So I'm not a math genius though, unfortunately. I don't think these quizzes are too accurate. One of the questions was like, what do you do in your free time? And it's like, sing or like sit and look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, okay, so this isn't really one of those like actual quizzes, but it's okay. So I came to the conclusion eventually that the music that I've been listening to the most recently is my like club playlists, and not because I've been at the club. I'm actually doing Dry January, which, oh, it's so much fun, guys. I did Dry January last year and then I like one-upped it and I was like, oh, I'll just do Dry February too. Let me tell you, March 1st was an amazing night. I had such a good day. But I was like, oh, I'll do like, I did 2 months last year. And then this year came around. I'm like, well, I can't like not do it this year because I did it last year. And I don't want to lose to 2024 Carissa. Like, I have to one up her. But I'm not doing Dry February. That is, I don't think that's going to happen this year. Unfortunately, February 1st, I am patiently waiting for you. So I haven't actually been to the club in January, which is making me really upset. But I've been listening to the club music because it is like the music that I put on. I exhausted my gym playlist. I was listening to the like the same 30 songs too much. I was like, okay, you're done. You're out. And I've been listening to my club music like when I'm doing my workouts. So the problem is that they hype me up so unbelievably much that I can't listen to it at the gym. So I've been doing like at home workouts. Like I got myself like a set of weights and everything and like a cute little yoga mat. And I'll be like in between sets, I'll be like full on dancing to this music in my bedroom. I'm like, I can't go to the gym and be like dancing like this in the gym. Like everybody is gonna think I'm crazy. And I definitely look crazy, but it just makes it so much more fun when I can like I'm done a set and I just get to like start dancing. Like seriously? Like that should be normalized at the gym. Side note, working out at home is actually so, so much better than I remembered it because I used to hate it a lot. And I'd be like, Like, I'd work out in my room in, like, my dorm or something. And I'd be like, no, this sucks. Like, I have to go to the gym. And last year, I do not know how she was doing it. But in second semester of last year, I was waking up at, like, 6 in the morning. And I was going to the gym every single day to run every morning. And I was like, oh, my Lord, I can't get up at 6 anymore. It does not happen. I'll have, like, 5 alarms that go off. My poor roommates probably hear all 5, and they're, like, cursing me, like, scratching on their walls. But no, like, I will have 5 alarms go off, and I'll still, like, get up at, like, 7:30 when I have to leave the house at 8. Like, I am not getting up that early to do that anymore. But I kind of like that I've found a reason to enjoy staying at home to work out rather than go, like, into the gym. I love the gym, but I'm not going at 6 in the morning. My goodness. Crazy. Insane. Good for her, though. She was fun. Anyways, so that is what inspired, like, this kind of music that I've been listening to and jamming out to. So I thought I would talk to you guys about the club because that's all I can think about is going back. I want to start with, like, the clubs in Waterloo, which honestly I'm so disappointed in. It is, like, it must be bad when I'm saying that I like going to Phil's. Like, if I were to choose one, I would go and pick Phil's, which is not setting a very high standard for Waterloo. Like, compared to, like, whoa, sorry. I just, like, breathed so loud into this microphone. My bad, guys. Compared to, like, the drink and, like, rare and stuff, it's like, no, I think I'd rather be in Phil's, which is, like, kind of crazy. But I think the bars in Waterloo are pretty good. Expensive, though. I like that Phil's is, like, cheap. Their drinks are tiny, but I'm convincing myself that I'm getting more for my money, even though I'm probably not. But the only thing that I've ever noticed about Phil's that just was, like, that did not sit right with me was their cover charges. They just make them up on the spot. Like, the people in front of us had, like, paid, like, $5, and then I handed the guy, like, a 20 because I was paying 5 for me and my friend. And he's like, oh, no, it's, like, it's 10. And I was like, it is not 10, buddy. You're taking tips right now, but whatever. Anyways, I like the music, and I like, the different levels of that club. We went to Rare. I do not remember what kind of music it is called. Is it EDM? Yes, electric dance music. I cannot stand it. Like, I can't dance to that. It's like, I need words. The beats are good, but they're not working without the music and the I don't know, like, different instrumentals. You need them. You need them in order for, like, for it to work, and I'm standing by that. Anyways, I'm going to play one of my favorite club songs, and I'll play it first, and then I'll talk about it a little bit more after, why it's one of my favorite ones. And it's the clean version. I've never heard the clean version before, so we're going to find out if they substitute the words. I think they just bleep them out, but it is Get Low. And yeah, we're gonna come back in about, oh my god, it's 5 minutes long. I don't know if we're gonna play the whole song, guys. I'll think about it, like, halfway through. All right, this is Get Low. You just can't listen to that song when it's the clean version. It's so funny because, like, every, like, fourth word is cut out. Like, anyways, That one's fun. That one is fun to dance to. You have to be the right drunk or completely alone, though. Because if I'm not drunk and I'm doing those dances, like, that's just awkward for me. But that one particularly always reminds me of Red, White, and Royal Blue, the movie. It's based on a book. It's a good book. But it's, like... the president's son and like, not the heir to the British throne, but, like, his brother, like, the spare, like, he is, like, part of the monarchy in Britain, and they're at this, like, New Year's party, and they have this scene and the president's son is like, oh, like, this is my favorite song. Like, I grew up listening to this one. And it's a cute little scene. Like, they're all dancing and then it's New Year's. But it always reminds me of that movie when I hear this. Thinking about that movie, actually, I really, really want to watch it again. So maybe that's what we're doing tonight. But no, that song is, it's a lot of fun. You have to be in, like, the right headspace. But, like, when I'm, like, working out or if I'm at the club, this is definitely one that I want to hear. And you have to play the right parts of the song, too. You need the chorus and you need the bridge. Like, second half, ideally, is where it gets good. But you can't, like, drag it out for the full 5 minutes, you know? Some of the clubs are so bad with that, where they will play a song either in its entirety or they will just play the bad parts of the song. I'm like, okay, like, if you're going to play the song, you need to pick, like, 1 to 2 minutes of it. You can't play, like 30 seconds of a song and then call it quits. Like, no, you have to give it a little bit more than that. But some of them will, like, drag it out for so long, and then everyone's just, like, standing there, like, okay, like let's be done. Like, by the third chorus, I've done all the dancing I can do to this song. Not this one. This one might be an exception. But others, there are a lot that, like, after a while, especially with the new music, they will play those songs. And I will be, like, standing there, like, okay, like I've heard this chorus, like, 3 times. This song's not even that good. Like, it's got, like, a really, really, like, popular, like, TikTok chorus or something. And you're like, oh, okay, like, good song. Like, let me sing this once. And then it, like, keeps going. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, time to go have, like, a water break. Let's go take a walk. Let's go take photos in the washroom. Like, next. Anyways, one of the things that I forgot to, like, mention about the clubs in Waterloo is, like, the difference between going to the club and going to, like, a frat. Me, personally, I kind of hated the frats, mostly because, like, it's, like, stuffed. Like, there is no room to breathe in there. And honestly, most of the clubs are kind of like that here, too, because there's just so many students. But the frats were, like, nasty. Like, at least the clubs were, like, gross in, like, a club way. Being gross in, like, a frat way is just a different level of gross. I don't even know how to explain that any further, but I feel like y'all know. But I always talk to my friends about, like if you're, like, a house party kind of person or, like, a frat kind of person or, like, a club, like, bar, like, what's your scene? And I'm definitely the club kind of person because I love dancing. I do enjoy a good house party, though. This playlist that I'm, like, working off of, it is called Put Me in the Club, and it's, like, a cute little photo of me and my sister in Ibiza, and it is by far, like, one of my favorite playlists. This is the playlist that is at all of the house parties that we throw. I usually get aux. I never used to get aux either in high school. Like, nobody would ever let me play the music. And I'm on aux all the time now. It warms my heart a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, I'm honored. Thank you. But we use this playlist a lot because it's so hype. It is such a good playlist. I really like it. Anyways, so I mentioned Ibiza. Over the summer, my sister and I and my two brothers and my stepmom and dad, we all went on vacation. We went on, like, a cute little cruise in the Mediterranean, and we stopped at Spain twice. We started, like, at Barcelona, and then we did a little tour, went to, like, Italy and France. And then we came back to Ibiza and then, like, back to Barcelona. But at Ibiza, we went to, I'm going to butcher this name and everyone's going to yell at me. Ushuaia. We went to the club and it was so crazy busy there. There were so many people, but we saw Calvin Harris there. Apparently he plays, like, all summer long. Like, he just kind of lives in Spain for the summer to, like, play every Friday. Good for him. He's kind of living the life. I so support that. But it was crazy there and it was so much fun. And my brother Tyler really, really enjoyed it there too. But there were so many people and everybody was so hot. Everyone looked great. My sister and I went and we got like mojitos. Also, side note, me and my two brothers and then my sister all walked in together. And my brothers just went right through and both me and my sister got stopped to be carded. I feel like my one brother looks so much younger than we do, like in a way. Like my oldest brother looks like he's probably like 28 sometimes when he has like his full beard. But he's like, I think he's 22. He's 22. And he can like pass as way older. He's always looked older. But my other brother is only a year older than me, and I feel like he looks relatively young. But they just walked right through, and the guard like stops us, and he's like, "How old are you girls?" "Okay, buddy, sure." But we got through okay. Everything worked out. He was nice. They couldn't like pat us down either. They were like patting all of the guys down, because once we got through like being carded, they would they were like patting everyone down to make sure you're not bringing anything into this. Like, it's a massive venue. And they had like pat down my brothers, and then Hannah and I like went up there to like put our arms out, and they looked at us and they're like, "No, we can't, like we can't pat you guys down. You can just go right in." We're like, "Okay, works for me. I'm totally cool with that." Anyways, so we got in there and we went to go get mojitos because, you know, we're at a club. We're going to go get a drink. They had this system. It was like, so basically all the different booths only sold one different drink. So you had to get into line for like one of the different bars in order to get a drink. The mojitos that we got were fantastic. It was like crushed ice. They were like some of the best like drinks that I have ever gotten from a bar anywhere. But they were also 20 euros each. My goodness, they were so expensive. Do not, like, pre-game, they were, oh my god, but they were so good. They were so good. It was almost worth it because they were that good. I think at one point we got, like a vodka cranberry or something, and we, like, split it while we were there. But other than that, we were like, okay, we can't get drinks here. Like, we're just gonna have to like do with our shots that we had in like on the cruise, and like we're drunk enough, it's fine. We found people while we were there, and we had like paid them to like take a hit of their pen or something. Or there was one guy who just gave us a cigarette. Thank you. Okay, people are so nice in Spain. Not the people who you're pushing through in the crowd to get a closer look, though. They were not very nice. But we got, like, relatively good spots. We had a good view. The music was good. He played, like, all of his, like, hits. And everyone knows the hits for Calvin Harris. Like, I feel like you can't always name them, but once you hear them, you're like, oh, yeah, I've heard that one before. Anyways, that was super fun. And then we ended up, the concert was, like, there was, like, two songs left. And we're like, okay, we need to get out before we like get trampled by this like crowd of like thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So we left a little bit early, and then we got back to the ship, and we were like, no, like it's like 12 o'clock, like we cannot stay here. So we checked the club on the ship, it was closed. So we're like, okay, like we have to go back out. We're in Ibiza, like we're not staying. So we like pre-gamed a little bit more, I guess post-gamed, but either way. And then we went back out in Spain. My parents were on some, like, tour, so it was just the four of us. I'm the youngest, and it was, I had, like, I think it was in August, so not too long ago. We had all gone out, and we were walking off the ship, and we met these, like, four people, and they were telling us about how they had been there for, like, a whole month on the boat, and this was, like, their fourth time in Ibiza. So they had, like, their names on these club lists, and we're like, oh, my God, like, that's so cool. And they're like, you guys are cool. Like, maybe we can put you on the list. And I was like, maybe. That would be awesome. Like, that's crazy. Get us on a list. They did not get us on a list, but they talked about it. They were really nice people. And they told us about the name of the club they were going to. It was called, now, this could be wrong because it was a long time ago, but I think it was called Chinois. And it was, like, again, an electric dance music club, which I do not love. But in that moment, I was drunk enough that I was really enjoying it. I was in Spain. I was clubbing. So my sister and I ended up ditching my brothers because we wanted to go clubbing and they just did not. And we got to this club and it was 80 euros. Just to get into the club. 80, that's like over $100 of a cover. It was insane. Like, we got up there and we're like, hey, like, we were told that it would be like 50. And we're like, okay, we can part with 50. 80 euros. Every single person we've told about that has been like, oh my God, like, what were you thinking? But to be honest, like, we had like the night of our lives. So I think it was worth it. I would do it again. Maybe. I would think about doing it again. But we ended up, we paid the cover to get in. This place was epic. Like, it's the coolest club I have ever been in. And, like, they had, like, dancers that would come up onto the podiums and dance to this music. There was, like, a huge disco ball. It was a big place, too. The bathrooms were, like, really, really cool. I remember, like, going into the washroom and being like, oh, like, this is the coolest club bathroom I have ever been in. And then we went, there was like a rooftop too, where you could like look over everything, which we only went up there for like a couple minutes because that was where like everyone was smoking. So we're like, oh, like cute, like there's the view, like let's go back and dance. We stayed out until around 3 a.m. That's when I was like, okay, like I'm sorry, I'm like tapped out, like we have to go back. You can only go so far with electric dance music. My sister, that is her jam. Like, she could have been out all night, and I felt bad, but I was like, I cannot do this. Like, we have to go somewhere else. We ended up just going back, though. But at Chinois, the club that we were at, I have so many videos from there, and I have some really cute ones of my sister dancing. We met up with the people that we had met on the ship. So the people, when we were, like, coming off the ship, and they're like, oh, like, we'll put you on the list. We found them, and they were so excited. And two of them were, like engaged to be married or something. Oh, no, two of them were engaged, and then two of them were married. And we're like, oh, my God, we love you. Like, queens. And we were all dancing with them basically the whole night. So we were spending our night with them. My sister and I, at one point, were like, okay, like, we're sobering up. Let's go get a drink. Like, I'll pay my credit card. I had that on me. I was like, hopefully it works. We'll see. We go and we ask for just like a regular vodka Sprite. And she's like, okay, like sounds good. So we're talking. And she, like the bartender, picks up the Grey Goose and she starts pouring it. And like my heart sunk. I was like, you're joking. No way. No way we go and ask for a regular, like a, just like a regular vodka Sprite. And she picks up Grey Goose. That one vodka Sprite. Like, the charge on my card, when I got back, $36. $36, one drink, one vodka Sprite. Me and my sister split it. So that's $80 of a cover each and a $36 vodka Sprite. We're in debt. We were in debt. We weren't. We covered it, but it's fine. We had such a good night that I was like, okay, it's fine. We needed it. Like, we needed the little bit of vodka Sprite to get us through. But my God, when I saw the Grey Goose, it was like, oh, this is over. Like, it's over for us. The people that we had met up with went and got a drink, and it was like a huge one. And they, like, they gave it to us at one point. They're like, oh, like, here, like, you guys have some. And they would keep like giving it to us. And I was like, okay, like, are we A, getting drugged right now, or are these people just the coolest people ever? And they were all drinking out of it too. So we're like, okay, like, yeah, we'll have some. Maybe not the smartest. If my mom is finally like tuning into this right now, I didn't say any of that. It was fine. Everybody ended up okay. I would never, ever, ever do that in like Waterloo. Never. Not happening. I do not trust the frat guys here at all. Never. But in the moment, in Ibiza with these random people we just met. They offered us a drink, and we had ran out of our Grey Goose vodka Sprite. What's my mom saying? She is listening. She's not scolding me yet, though, so I guess we'll see. Anyways, so as we move on, I'm going to play another song. This next one is my favorite song of all time to listen to in the club. In my opinion, there's no topping it. I get so excited when I hear the song. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. But I also am going to say that this is the Glee version, and I just don't want to hear it. The Glee version's better. Anyways, this is Valerie. That song just makes me so unbelievably happy. Like, I hear it and immediately I'm pumped up. Okay, I'm dancing. Like, once it's on, like, all right, we're going. Long live Santana Lopez. Anyways, so most of the clubs do not play the song, which makes me so upset. Like, why is it not, like, on everybody's song rotation? It should be. I have it on my playlist twice. I have the Glee version and the original version because it doubles the chances of me getting to hear it and dance. But once it comes on, immediately, like, everybody in the room, stand up. We're all dancing. I remember we were throwing a house party, and it came on, and I, like, forced everybody who was in, like, that, like, little room, like, our living room at the time. I was like, okay, everybody up. We're all dancing. And, like, half of us were, like, holding hands, like, dancing to the song. It was so fun. I love it. I love it when the clubs will actually play the good dance music. It's like a pump-up song. It's like when I hear something from ABBA, like, it's like I'm having fun with my girls, you know? They played this song on the cruise. So the cruise had a club called The Manor, and I loved the club. I think we went, like, I think I went 4 times, and I went with my sister 3 times. They did this thing where they had, like, different nights. So the first night that I went with my sister was the pajama party night. They actually had some pretty good music. They, like, had some, like, moments where, like, oh, this is bad. We just went to the bar. It's so funny. In that one night, I don't know if it was that night or if it was a couple nights after. It might have been a couple nights. Oh, no, it was probably that night. Anyways, all of us siblings had, like, a drinking tab. Like, basically, you get a wristband, and they'll, like, connect your account to your wristband. So whenever you get a drink, they scan it. And the four of us, we were all connected to, like, one drinking account, and we blew, like, our entire budget in, like, that night. We had gone through, like, over half of it in one night. And between, like, the four of us, it was my sister and I at the club. I don't even know where my brother was. And then my other brother, I don't know where he was either. I think he started out at the club. Like, I think we saw them, and then they, like, went off and did their own thing. But my goodness, we went through it that night. My sister and I were doing shots, and then we were doing, like, drinks in between the shots. But whenever there was, like, a bad song coming on, we would just go right up back up to the bar. It was so funny because the bartenders knew us, and they were like, oh, like, you're back. Like, you want a shot, and you're going to have, like, a vodka Sprite. I was doing kettle vodka, which is now, like, my favorite kind of vodka. But tell me why it tasted so much better on the cruise. Like, I will be taking shots in Waterloo, and it's bad. Like, I do not like it anymore. But once, like, when we were on vacation, I could do shots like it was nothing. Not anymore. I don't know what happened. No idea. Maybe they're lacing the stuff on the cruise, and that's why it was so much better. But, so there was pajama party night. So these bartenders, the rest of the time, whenever we saw them on the boat, because all the staff would, like, rotate which area they were working in every day, which I thought was so interesting. Like, because there would be, like, new staff at every single restaurant every single day and new staff working all the bars. I was like, you guys are trained in everything. I love it. Like, it's like kind of fun because you get to do something else every day. I would assume I would like it. But we would see this guy all over the boat, and every single time he would either like point to us and say hi, or he'd be like, oh, like, where's your sister? Like, oh, like, where's the other one? Like, where are you guys? Like, it was such a good time. Loved him. If you're out there, we loved you. But no, so there was pajama party. The next night was Scarlet Night. Now, this was like the biggest party on the boat, basically. Like, everyone had to wear red. You didn't have to, but it was kind of what you do. And there was like a party on the whole deck. That was by far the best night because they played Valerie in the club. My sister and I like started off on the deck, and then we were in the pool. We were dancing, and then we moved to the club, and my God, we were dancing literally all night long. I think we ended up in like, we were in the bathroom and like barely able to stand, and we're like, okay, like we have to call it, like the night is over. But I think we were out again till around like 3 a.m. It was such a good night, but Valerie really topped it off for me. I was standing at the bar talking to this guy, and the moment I heard it, I like grabbed him. I'm like, okay, like the drinks can wait. Like, we're dancing right now. And we did. Amazing. Love Valerie. Such a good song. Anyways, after Scarlet Night, there was another night, and I don't remember for the life of me what it was, but it was bad. There was like hardly anyone there. My sister did not want to go. So it was like, I went because I had met this girl. And I was like, oh, like, I'll come hang out with you guys. So I danced with them for a little bit, but I was like, okay, like, no, this is dead. Like, I'm calling it. And then the final night was disco night. And disco night was so cool because my sister and I had gotten these, like, flowy pants in Italy. And they had this, like, they had this cute little pattern. They're, like, silk. And we were both in our flowy pants. And all the millennials came out, and they did not come to play. Everybody was dancing, and they were doing all the disco moves. So we were, like, trying to, like, copy off of them to, like, learn these moves. And then they, like, formed a line, and people were, like, going up through the line doing the disco moves. My goodness, it was so much fun. And I was like, I want so badly to be able to dance like that. I didn't know. Like, I am not a disco, like, I'm not educated in disco dancing, but I wish in that moment that I was, because everybody was having such a good time. It was so cute. We didn't end up like staying out as late as we had. Like, I think we only stayed out in that night till like 1 a.m. They played a lot of ABBA that night, which I really enjoyed. I have ABBA in this playlist. One of my favorite ABBA songs, if I'm being perfectly honest, I do put on the Mamma Mia versions of all of the ABBA songs because I like them better. Don't tell anyone, guys. Every single time I say that, somebody gets mad. I love the movie. It's my like my favorite movie next to Jump Street, I guess. But my favorite song to hear in the club from ABBA is Gimme Gimme Gimme. I like Dancing Queen as long as I'm with like a girlfriend, you know, like me and my friend Shay back in my hometown, my best friend. Whenever we were at a dance or something and they played Dancing Queen, we're like, oh, like this is for us. Like they played this for me and for you. And we have like this, all these dances. I feel like we always did like the same thing too. Like in all the dances, we would do the same moves. And it was like, it was a fun, cute little moment. But I don't know, Dancing Queen is not one of my favorites to hear anymore because I don't have her dancing with me. She's in the States, which is so rude. She just thought she could, like, pack up and go live in the States. No, that's not how this works. Stay in Canada, please. But Gimme 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 is definitely up there for hearing for the songs in the club. Another one that I absolutely adore is Gimme More by Britney Spears. That is, like, one of... such a good song. We might do the outro with that one because I low-key, like, when you are, like, perfectly drunk in the club feeling yourself, this is the song you want to hear to dance to. Such a good one. I totally support. Anyways, one of my favorite songs that I want to give a moment to is Escapism. I think I was listening to this song in grade 11, and then I was like, okay, no, like, I'm done with it. You're done. And then it came back. It came back even stronger. And I can't play you guys escapism because escapism, there's no clean version to the song, which I was like, oh, okay. Unfortunate. But I did find escapism 4 a.m. remix with a clean version. I didn't know there was, like, I feel like I remembered hearing that there was a remix, but I haven't, like, listened to it. It's good. It's better not in the clean version. Guys, go listen to the regular version. But I'm going to play the clean version for you. Now, this song, let me explain to you guys the vibe, if you do not already know. This, like, okay, I wouldn't ever expect this song to be playing in a club, but this is the exact feeling when you are, like, leaving, like you are winding in and out of everybody in the club, like your head is spinning, you're dizzy, you are drunk, you're going home, and you're like, everything is like, everyone around you is kind of moving, and like it's like moving in frames. And honestly, oh my goodness, what an experience. And you're like trying to get to the exit of the club, but you're like, everyone is moving and the whole place is spinning. And it's just like the late night, like, vibe, like late night drunk vibe. And I dig it so hard. I'll hear this song, like, especially whenever it's at night, or even like if I hear this song like at a house party or something, I'm like, okay, like, no, this is it. Like, this is, I get so excited, and I will like yell at my friends. I'll be like, guys, like, escapism is playing. Like, everybody listen to this song. Like, this is the song. And I remember one time I was like at a party, or not even like a party, I think it was like a get together. And my friend had given me his like high tech headphones, and he's like, put these on. And he put the like, he puts the sound all the way up to the like the highest setting, which is insane, by the way. But and I put escapism on, and like I was literally dancing in my friend's front foyer. I was not in proper headspace for this, mind you, but it was just me and that song in that moment. And I was like, okay, this is exactly what needs to happen. Anyways, this is Escapism, the 4 a.m. remix by, I think it's Ray, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody. But this song eats. Now picture you're winding in and out of a club trying to find your way out when you're absolutely drunk, and enjoy it, because I do. That is just such a vibey song. I can't. It's good. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it. If you don't think it's good, don't tell me, because it's good. Anyways, guys, we are at the end of the show. Sometimes when I'm in here talking like all by myself, I'm really, really worried that I'm not going to be able to fill the time, because it's just like, it's just me and the mic. Like, it's just me in here. And like talking for that long is kind of crazy. And sometimes I'm like, oh, like I can't even do that with two people in here. Like last week, Marley and I were sitting here like, so what do you like to do for fun? Like, oh, the weather. It is snowy outside. Super cold. But sometimes you can just, like, absolutely go on tangents. And I feel like I did that this time. We started with my girl Addison Rae, absolute icon queen. And then I talked about this whole playlist that I'm doing, and the gym music and dancing, and then clubs in Waterloo. Crazy. Insane. I am going to give that 2 out of 5 stars. Maybe I'll give them 2.5. 2.5, I think, is fair for the clubs in Waterloo. And then clubbing in Ibiza, 5 stars. Would recommend. 4.5 stars for the price, but overall 5 stars. Clubbing on the cruise, 5 stars. Absolute best. If only there were more people. It was like an adults only cruise ship, and the level of young people was low. Like the 18 to 25 range was a very small range, but there were so many people in those clubs living it up. So that was good. Anyways, in conclusion, I like the club and I like to dance. But I haven't been doing it because it's cold outside. I hope you enjoyed. To sum it up in a couple sentences, not to take away from the whole show. My goodness, This is where the rambling comes in, guys. This is where it's like, oh, like, how's the weather? That's this moment. Me filling up the last 6 minutes of my show with anything that I can say because I am completely out of notes. To be fair, my notes were like 4 bullet points of stuff. I have clubs, clubbing, gym. Pretty good. I think I killed it. But no, I'm super excited for this year. Once it gets a little bit warmer, my friends and I have a plan of a really fun game that I'm really looking forward to. So maybe I'll be telling you guys about that. Hopefully I will, because I think it's going to be a really, really fun night. And then, yes, I want to go to room 47, I think it is. I haven't been there before. Maybe it's going to be the best one, and I'm going to love it. I guess we'll find out. I'll have to do a little update for you guys to tell you if it works out. I think that's it. I didn't really talk about drinks. My favorite is whiskey ginger ales. Whiskey ginger ale is the way to go. I also really like whiskey sours. Depends on where you get them, though, because some people do a nice little fancy whiskey sour, which are good. Like, I would do a whiskey sour, like, with the egg whites and everything, like, if I was at a fancy place. But usually, if I'm at, like, the club, like, I just want the whiskey with the sour mix. Whiskey sours. Whiskey. What did I say? Whiskey ginger ale. Mojitos are really good. That's a go-to. Or, like, Cosmos. I'm not a huge margarita girly, but I do love a good Cosmo. Or like martinis. I do not like martinis. And I don't like gin and tonics either, which is so weird because Dylan's are so good. But gin and tonics are definitely like my brother's favorite. He calls them G&Ts. And he had so many of those on the cruise. Like, insane. But anyways, how much time do we have? 3 minutes, guys. 3 minutes. I really did enjoy this episode just because I got to talk about music and dance and just like having fun. I feel like at university, it's so easy to stress yourself out and forget the fun things in life, even if the fun things are getting alcohol poisoning and throwing up in your bathroom at 2 a.m. and getting no sleep and having to be around frat guys and a bunch of weird people in the club. But overall, I think the dancing makes up for it. I could be wrong, but that's just me. Anyways, I think I'm going to sign off from here. My name is Carissa. I was your host. Sometimes I go by Car. Please don't call me Rizzy. It's only for those two girls. As always, I love you all. Drive safe and have a good night. And here is Gimme More by Britney Spears.